History option of 1991. The Barrett Girl Guides and how they were founded. Interview conducted by Deborah Wilcox, interviewing Mrs. Gray, ex-commissioner of the Barrett Girl Guides.
How did the Barrett Girl Guides get established and when, and who founded the Barrett Girl Guides?
Barrett Girl Guides were established in 1931 at the instigation of Lady Helen Summers. Lady Helen Summers was the governor's wife, and she noticed that the girls at St. Margaret's were interested in their horses and wanted to form some sort of association, and she thought that it would be a good idea if they joined up as girl guides, as a mounted troop, that it would be a unique thing to have in Victoria. They continued with their meetings and doing various activities after they made their promise. I promise that I'll do my duty to God and serve the Queen and my country. They were involved in camps and patrols and hikes throughout the Berwick district, going as far as Harkaway, up through Upper Beaconsfield, and so on. It was late in 31, I think December of that year, that they had their last meeting. Reasons for this are not too clear. I suspect that it was probably because the school had decided that they would no longer have horses registered on their property. Girl Guides then fell away and did not resume in Berwick until, what I can understand, under the leadership of...
How often did the guides get together, and for how long did these meetings last for?
Well, if we're talking about the Girl Guides, Berwick First Company, as was formed by Mrs. Bev Hudson, they would have been meeting once a week, and their meetings would have been for an hour to an hour and a half.
What did they do during these meetings?
Well, during these meetings, they would have gone off into various corners of the room under their patrol name. Six girls would be associated with one patrol. If it was a full company of 24 girls, there'd be four patrols. And in those corners, their patrol corner, they would be deciding on the activities for the following week, perhaps. They would have a prayer. They would discuss what they would be doing in that current meeting. And the patrol leader, through the direct meetings that she had with the captain of the troop, would get the girls to organise some handicraft activity, or a game, or a song.
Has there always been a dress code for the guides to follow?
Yes, there has. The dress code in the 60s would have been a blue dress with a yellow tie that was folded in six. On the tie would be worn their promise badge, and they had blue velour or felt hats, and they were required to wear gloves.
What about the guides in the earlier years?
The mounted troop, well, were a mixture because the girls hadn't sort of organised themselves at the time of their promise, but they did wear khaki coloured jodhpurs with khaki shirts. I think probably their brother's Boy Scout shirts that they purloined. The yellow tie upon which was their promise badge, and various sewn badges would be attached to the khaki shirts. They also wore the blue felt hat.
When the girls were in patrols, did these patrols have special names?
Yes, they did. The patrol names were usually associated with Australian birds or English birds, because girl guiding was founded originally in England. Girl guides who wanted to be like their brother scouts, actually. And so you could have Red Robin Patrol or Rosella Patrol or Kingfisher Patrol. And it just depended on the names that the girls themselves selected. It was not selected by the captain of the troop. The girls themselves decided what patrol they wanted to be in, for whatever reason.
When was the first guide camp and where was it?
Well, the first guide camp that I can remember occurred for the Berwick Mounted Troop. They went down to Frankston in 1931. I think there were about four or five girls, including their captain, went down to the state camp, which was being conducted at Frankston, to meet with and to hear Lord Baden-Powell speaking to the girls.
Thank you for your cooperation.